Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's a Tuesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Come on in, stay a while. A lot of topics to dive into. You can play a role, you can dial us up, email, tweet, all the above. We say good morning to those watching on Peacock, our streaming partner. You can download the app, you can watch for free. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Also, make sure you go to the website, Father's Day gifts there for you. A lot of great stuff. And also our partners at Link Soul have some great clothes for you as well for Father's Day. LinkSoul.com. Play of the day, got a poll question, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. And we'll check in with Albert Breer, our great NFL reporter, on Aaron Donald getting paid. Wow, and I thought he was going to retire. Actually, I think I was $5 million off. I thought it was going to be $100 million. He got $95. Then he's going to retire after that. We'll talk about that, getting paid, and what this could mean for, say, Nick Bosa. Because we tend to look at quarterbacks when they get paid and go, well, you better pay Kyler now. If you wait another year, it's going to cost you even more. Now with Aaron Donald, now with Tyreek Hill, you have these benchmark contracts where you go, that's what I want. I want more than what he got. And if you're Nick Bosa, what's Nick Bosa going to get paid? Lamar Jackson, what's he going to get paid? He's probably going to go, did you see what Deshaun Watson got? And I have no baggage here. I want that. PGA Tour is under a fair amount of stress right now. Marketable players are playing in the majors, only playing in the majors. It seems like Tiger, the most marketable player, and that's all he's going to do right now. You got the LIV tournament, Saudi League, starting to make a little bit of noise, and money talks. Money talks, golfers walk. And the first event coming up this weekend, Dustin Johnson, Louis Oosthuizen, Sergio Garcia, and then Phil Mickelson. Here he comes. From what I'm told, $50 million a year. And then you have prize money on top of that. So that's the appearance fee to show up. PGA Tour doesn't have appearance fees. So they're good golfers. Grand scheme of things, losing them probably won't mean a lot to the PGA Tour. Losing Phil will because he's very popular. But is this a win for the Saudi-backed LIV Tour? Players interested in competing. And if look at it from the player's perspective. Okay, can I cut down on the number of events I play at? Yes. Do I get guaranteed money? Yes. Also, it's fun. There's no cut. It's 3 days. Shotgun start. We all start at the same time, finish at the same time. So the downside is probably going to be, well, hey, how many PGA tours, PGA titles did you win? None, but I won like 4 live tournaments. Live? Am I allowed to play in the majors? Can I play in the Masters? Am I going to be excluded? What about the Ryder Cup? Can I play? Is there going to be a Ryder Cup? How's that going to work? How do we qualify? And I was talking to somebody who is in the inner circle with Mickelson yesterday, and I said, all right, did Phil sit himself out of these events, a couple of majors here? We still can't get an answer on this. I don't know if the LIV Tour and Greg Norman said to Phil, hey, you know what? It might be best for all of us if you don't play in these events. Because the Masters came out and said, we didn't exclude him. I don't know if the PGA Tour did for the PGA Championship. So I don't know. Phil's planning on playing in the U.S. Open. These guys got exemptions. Dustin Johnson planning on playing in the majors. Here's Dustin Johnson on his decision to play in the on the LIV Tour. He said this about an hour ago.
For right now, I resign my membership from the tour. I'm going to play here, for now, and that's the plan. But what the consequences are going to be, I can't comment on how the tour is going to handle.
So in regards to majors, are you?
Majors, it's, again, I can't answer for the majors, but, hopefully they're going to allow us to play. Obviously, I'm exempt for the majors, so I plan on playing there unless I hear otherwise.
Yeah, and he won the Masters 2 years ago. He's still in the prime of his career. He's 37. So you got lifetime exemptions here. Phil, it sounds like, is going to play. And I don't know what happens, let's say, in a year from now. Because all these players, they do a lot of talking. Hey, how is it? First class stuff? What do they give you? What kind of car do you drive? Where do you guys stay? All right. And then they pay you, like, right away? And yeah. Everybody's going to take inventory here. Less work. So I can make more money with less work. Now what's the PGA Tour do? Do they raise prize money here? What happens? And I was told Tiger probably could have made $1 billion. I mean, money is not a factor here. And this is what I wonder. They could buy the PGA Tour. They could buy every player and just say, all right, here is Rory. We're going to give you $500 million. Whatever it is. I don't think that's the issue. The question is, can you do it? Does your conscience allow you to do this, being in business with the Saudis? That's really what it comes down to. That and your legacy. Do you care if people are going to be able to watch it? Because you're not going to see this event. It's on YouTube. And the people watching YouTube are probably not interested in watching 40-year-old white guys play golf in London. Because if that's the case, watch the DP Tour. That's every Saturday and Sunday morning with white guys playing in Europe. I watch it. I don't know if anybody else is. But when you talk about what do the Saudis get out of this? And we were discussing this prior to the show. Maybe it softens their image a little bit. They got a team in the Premier League, getting involved in race cars, getting involved in events. It's getting involved in sports and maybe softening that image that we have about the Saudis. Dustin Johnson wants to make money, go play. Good for him. Is the tour going to miss him? No. They'd miss his wife more than they'd miss him. But if he wants to go play, good for him. He wants to make the money, good for him. His conscience says, I'm okay with this, go ahead. Now the PGA Tour's got to find what's best for business. Because if we, ban these players, now they don't get to play. Now we don't get to see them play in these events. I don't know how that can help the PGA Tour and the majors. But you would miss Rory and Spieth and Justin Thomas, John Rahm. Do they have a price tag? Dustin Johnson didn't have a price tag in February because he wasn't going to do this. Then all of a sudden, he had a price tag. And also, Dustin Johnson has won before. PGA Tour's tried to get him to do interviews. We tried to have him on the show, and we would always get a no. So, you know, I mean, and look, that's up to him. If he wants to do it, maybe he's not comfortable doing it. But he's never been amenable to being media-friendly, talking about these things. I mean, what I just played for you is the most I've heard from Dustin Johnson. But he's still an interesting player to watch. He doesn't hit it as far as he used to, or is, you know, farther than everybody else, where we were like, oh my gosh, I got to bow my wrist at the top of my swing to hit it like Dustin Johnson. Tiger's staying, but then he's only going to play in the majors. And then you have the younger players for now. But they were trying to do this where they could kind of coexist, where these events, this event this weekend is in London. All right. You know, I'm going to watch the Canadian Open, the RBC. By the way, Dustin Johnson, that was one of his main sponsors. So they just found out, what, 4 days before the tournament, that their spokesperson is not their spokesperson because he's decided that he's going to quit the PGA Tour, resigning from the PGA Tour. Mm. Can you coexist with the LIV Tour? I think that's going to be the key. Because if you're the PGA Tour, you need some of these players, or you'd like to have some of these players. But what are you giving up? You don't get world ranking points. And you also, you're not going to get your pension with the PGA Tour. How much do you care about the respect of playing in front of fans in the United States? I would think that's a big deal. Let's say I'm going to put a logo on you. I want that logo being seen by a whole lot of people. But I don't know, you don't hear any sponsors with the LIV Tour. Not that they need it. I'm curious if you get a sponsor, title sponsor. Because these events don't have names. It's like LIV Tour Event 1, London. We got a couple events in the United States, but it's here. I don't know what's next, but it's certainly here. We'll talk some more about this a little bit later on. Avalanche beat the Oilers in overtime on to the Stanley Cup Final. Aaron Donald got his big raise. Jimmy Garoppolo not at the Niners mandatory training camp. Debo Samuel will be there. And Rangers Lightning. This is a pivotal. We're calling this a pivotal game four.
Dan, it's usually pivotal game three or five.
No, I'm going four is pivotal. If the Rangers win, then they would be up 3-1. If the Lightning tie this, then all of a sudden, now we have a series here. All right, Seton, what kind of poll question we have? By the way, this program brought to you by Panini America, the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats. And there's only one place you'll collect them all, Panini Trading Cards, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Instant Classics. Autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more. Start or continue your collection now. PaniniAmerica.net. Yes, Seton.
I've got two LIV golf related poll questions for you.
All right.
How big of an impact will LIV golf have on the PGA Tour? Minimal or significant?
I'm going to say minimal.
You don't think it's going to impact things
in
a bigger way?
No. If they played at exotic locations, you know, whenever there's an event in Hawaii, I watch it because it's Hawaii, or something that's seaside or oceanside. Torrey Pines, I'll watch that. Augusta, because there's nothing like that. Yeah, see.
Part of the appeal of watching golf on TV, I know at least for me, is kind of the scenery.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't care who's playing at Pebble Beach. They're playing at Pebble Beach.
Yeah.
And they're playing the same course that I've played. And, you know, you can say, what club are they hitting on the par 3 7th? Yeah, see.
But say we follow sort of this path a little further, right? And 5 years from now, there's more people there, or some hotshot young up-and-comer decides to skip the PGA Tour altogether because LIV Golf just said, here's $150 million right out of the gate.
Okay.
You know, what happens to, say, the Masters? What happens to, you know, someone chasing Jack's record? You know, and what happens to all of those things if people are leaving the PGA Tour?
Well, I understand the tradition,
the history of it.
Yeah, I get that. I don't know if these players are going to care. Nobody's going to get to Jack. It's just not going to happen. They're not going to get 18 majors. Too much competition. You know, there's far more parity in the sport. It's not happening. If Tiger doesn't do it, no one's doing it. You'd really have to get somebody fascinating. There's not a next Tiger. But if you had somebody like that where you went, okay, now I got to watch, I don't think you have that. Who's the guy you go, I got to watch him play? John Rahm? What, because of his temper? Great player? But, you know, when you think about people who bring you out to watch an event, Arnold Palmer did, Jack Nicklaus did, Tiger did, that's about it.
It's not Graham McDowell.
It is not Graham McDowell.
Okay.
And
okay.
Look, if you say I'm going to have drinks with Graham McDowell, then I'm going to come out. Yes, Todd.
Scotty Scheffler doesn't affect the ratings much?
No.
Is that what we're saying?
No. Good player. Then how many players? Usually you just watch. I mean, there might be something at stake. Somebody's got a great round. But I don't think we get caught up in, man, I got to go see Kevin Na. I like Kevin Na. He's not going to bring me out to watch. Are there going to be fans? How many fans are going out? Yeah, Paul.
I wonder if it hurts the PGA Tour, though, when you're at a major or a tour stop and they go, the greatest players of the world are all collected at the Royal Bank of Scotland. You know, at these tour events, the greatest players in the world aren't all there. I guess it would be like if some billionaire started a new pro basketball league in Eastern Europe and took Kevin Durant over and three other players.
But Dustin Johnson is not Kevin Durant.
No, let's say he's Damian Lillard, you know.
He's not even Damian Lillard.
Well, his performance-wise, as far as like winning.
But you're talking personality. Yeah. Dustin Johnson doesn't have a personality.
So he's Mike Trout.
But he's not as good as Mike Trout is in his sport. Well, maybe this year he is. Mike Trout's struggling.
No offense.
No, I get what you're saying. I don't know if our viewing patterns are going to be like. I don't think that many people watch Saturday or Sunday morning at 8 a.m. with, you know, the DP Tour. I do, but I love watching golf and I love watching, you know, these events around the world. I watch the women's. I watch the LPGA as well. Yeah, Seton.
At the end of the day, it's just on TV. And you're watching it and you're really going to be like, oh, wait, this isn't a PGA event. I'm going to turn it.
And then you're going to go.
Probably not.
Wait, how do I get it on YouTube? Where do I put, can I get it on my TV? You know. Golf is an older sport. You know, let me take a break here. We'll get some phone calls, settle on a poll question here. More on this topic coming up. The Lakers' new head coach said all the right things about Russell Westbrook Jr. III. Well, what did you expect him to say? We'll have that for you coming up. It's 17 after the hour, Dan Patrick Show. We all have different ideas about success. We achieve it at different times, different ways, and now, if you've changed jobs or considering retirement, probably thinking about your own version of success, striving to reach your goals. Maybe it's time to start thinking about your investment portfolios and your retirement accounts. Retirement's a big deal. When it comes to investing for retirement, most people can't afford to make mistakes. You shouldn't have to do it alone. And for over 130 years, Stifel Financial Advisors have helped clients like you create personalized retirement plans. You understand the options for claiming Social Security and implement an investment portfolio that's designed around your needs. That's just the start. As a client, you have access to Stifel's award-winning equity research, investment strategy views, enabling you to make informed decisions regarding your hard-earned wealth. Invest in your success. Find a Stifel Financial Advisor at Stifel.com, STIFEL.com, Stifel Nicholas & Company, Incorporated, member SIPC, and NYSE. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Play of the day, forthcoming. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading card to the Dan Patrick Show. Here from the Lakers head coach, Darvin Ham, and his thoughts on Russell Westbrook Jr. III. Interesting morning. I always build in time in case I have to stop someplace. Got my puppy with me in the back. So I thought, I'm going to get my car washed, get my Mercedes washed. I go through the car wash today, and I got stuck. And I thought, well, how do you get stuck in a car wash? So they had to stop the whole thing. And I'm about... I don't know, maybe the car is all the way in, just barely all the way in. There was a car in front of me. Well, the woman was using her brakes and trying to steer while she's in the car wash. Apparently, that might have been the first time she's ever been in a car wash. So they had to stop everything for 10 minutes. I got soap all over the place, and I'm thinking, all right, they just shut it down. And then they said, okay, make sure it's in neutral. I go, yeah, I've been through a car wash before. Tell her. She's the one using her brakes. She was trying to steer. She got off the rails, literally off the rails with her car. And then they had to help her get back on. And then they just said, all right, just let us take you through. So they didn't wash the car. There's soap all over it. I go, I said, can I go back around? And the guy goes, do you want to take a chance? I go, nah, I'll just leave it like this. I'd never seen that before. We just stopped. And then I'm looking through the soap and the, you know, whatever the pads are and curtains. And I could see this woman had her brake lights on. And I'm going, the guy comes back and he says, you know, roll down your window. Meanwhile, soap coming into the car. And I said, what? He goes, she doesn't know what she's doing. She doesn't know how to, she's driving her car in the car wash. And I go, oh my God. You know, just when you think you've seen it all, somebody trying to drive and steer in a car wash. Yes, Paul.
So you drove out with a soapy car?
Yes.
So it's still soapy?
It's not.
Less soapy?
I guess it is, but.
It needs a rinse off, though.
Yeah, I'll get Tyler to do that.
All right, yeah.
Later on today. One of the backroom guys.
He's excited about it, I heard.
Yeah, he will be. He will be. We'll get to phone calls coming up. What's the poll question we're going to go with, Steve?
Well, Dan, we were putting, we had another option for you, actually.
Ooh.
Off of the Live Tour.
Okay.
If you were a star golfer,
my tongue. You try that again. Plus,
if you're a little star golfer,
you Mark Jackson.
It's Marcus Smart. That's a veteran play right there by Marcus Smart. If you were a star golfer, oh my God, I can't say star golfer. If you were a star golfer,
if you were a very good golfer,
if you were a very good golfer, thank you, Paul. I would stay in the PGA Tour full-time, or I'd give up my PGA Tour membership and join the Live Tour.
Yeah, Paul.
Before we look at this poll question, can people be expected to be honest with this poll question? Because I think a lot the average fan listens down there goes, I'm going to stay in the PGA Tour. It's about tradition, about the good for the game, and it's good for the sport. You know, I'm sure Dustin Johnson thought that when the Live Tour money was in theory, like we're going to pay you $200 million in theory. Then probably 4 or 5 weeks ago, his agent said, they're actually going to offer you $200 to golf for them for the next 5 years. When that money becomes real and not a figment, people make weird decisions.
You mean $200 million?
$200 million. I'm sorry, $200 million.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's one of those things, in theory, no, I'll stay on the PGA Tour. I don't know if you can be honest until the money's real.
Can't find theory on a map. You know, in theory, yes, Seton.
The problem with the poll question is most people don't make the kind of money that Dustin Johnson's been making for a very long time.
Yeah.
So he made like $40 million, over $40 million last year. So let's add that up over the course of however long he's been golfing. And then it's like, okay, well, here's $200 million more. It's like, oh, okay. Does he really need that money? No. Is it nice to have it? Sure. But the average person, I don't know. I know I certainly can't relate to that kind of money.
They play in London, then first week in July in Portland. Then they're at Trump National at the end of July, that's in New Jersey. They're in Boston in September, Chicago, middle September, Thailand in October, Saudi Arabia in October. Team championship is late October, and that's at Doral in Miami. But if you start to look at the prize money, everybody makes the cut. That the last place player makes $120,000. If you win first place, you get $4 million. That's double what the Masters gets. So this is each tour stop. They're getting all this money, and then total prize money, $25 million. I mean, there's a lot of money at stake. Team money, individuals. I understand it. But I'm old school. I would want to be on the PGA Tour. I would want to walk where the great ones have walked. The money is still life changing if you make the PGA Tour. It's not like you go, man, these guys are slumming it around here. What I love is watching golfers earn it. What other sport do you see where what my prize money is, what my paycheck is you know hinging on if I make this putt? I love that. They earn it every single day. You see people with life-changing moments on the PGA Tour. Now, maybe that's, you know, Hollywood stuff and corny, but that's what I grew up with. I mean, that's what I love watching. They earn their paycheck every single day. They're not getting guaranteed money. All these other sports, you're getting paid. You already get a salary. These guys, whatever is attached to winning, that's their check. They got to pay for travel, got to pay for your caddy. You know, there's a lot attached to this. I don't think Phil needs the money. At least I hope he doesn't need the money because he's made probably $500 million. But if he does need it, I'm going to make $50 million a year. Yeah, see.
Half of them after, coaches.
That's right. He did say.
Yeah, I got a bunch of jerks. Oh, my God.
When Mickelson said, you know, maybe I'll just quit playing golf because half the money I make, I think he was making $42 million. I got to pay half of that in taxes.
Well, the one that's killing me today. It's killing me, and I can't stop with it. Dustin Johnson. I don't want to play golf for the rest of my life, which I felt like I was probably going to have to do.
Oh,
why?
Shut up.
You've already made more that you never have to pick up a golf club again for the rest of your life. Shut up.
I wish that they would just be honest. Like, don't give me, just say, look, I can't pass up this money. I would turn it around to the reporters who are questioning and say, would you do this?
Yeah, but I've got bills to pay. I got lights to keep on. I can't just, shut up.
I know. Just say you're taking the money.
Say you're taking the money.
Like, it's okay. You know? It's your conscience and a check. That's all this is. Yeah, Marv.
Now those PGA golfers, they just put on their hard hat, take their lunch pail, and they get after it.
Yeah.
I really hate that term in NBA and MLB also.
Yeah.
Like, he's making $5 million a year. Yeah. He picks up his hard hat, and he gets right to it.
What is that? What did they just say in the game the other day? What's NBA stand for? Never broke again?
Oh,
that's right.
Well, that's good money.
It sure is.
Well, I don't know. There's still some guys who go broke. Yeah. It's amazing how many friends you have. More money you make, you got a lot of friends.
Just ask Dustin Johnson.
Yeah.
I'm taking care of a lot of people.
Yeah,
I've got a family to support.
Yeah, he's got two kids.
Ugh, yeah. What a delusional turd.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry.
Wow.
I got lights to... I'm going to have to play golf the rest of my life, and I don't really want to. I don't really want to have to do that. I want to do other things with my life. Then do them. You've easily got $150 million, and go do them.
I see what Seton's saying. He doesn't begrudge him taking the money, but just say it.
Just say you're taking the money.
And don't say, you know, times are tight, and I got to...
I feel like I was going to have to play golf the rest of my life, and I don't want to. Shut up.
I don't
want
to do this radio show the rest of my life, but I have to. If there was a rival radio network that maybe I could go to. Not really. Yes.
It is so funny that retirement means you go play golf for the rest of your life. And that's what these guys do already. There's one other thing I want to bring up. You said earlier about one thing players would have to deal with is their legacy. They wouldn't maybe not play in majors, maybe not the Ryder Cup. And you're kind of, Dustin Johnson is really monkeying with his legacy as a great golfer of all time, which he's one of the greats.
He's not.
Just performance,
he's
not
okay.
Personality.
Yeah. You know,
not, again.
He's
but
right.
Tiger and Jack Nicklaus have set the bar so far out there. Really, you're not competing with them. Nobody's really competing with Tiger and Jack Nicklaus for all-time greatness. That Mount Rushmore is set, and Dustin Johnson could win six more majors, and he still won't get there.
No. It depends on what you want. I don't begrudge these guys if they're going to do it. But just be honest that this is why you're doing it. Now, don't say, I'm an indentured servant to the PGA Tour. You know, they keep the prize money down, and, you know, it's a monopoly here, and, you know, we're independent contractors. And I understand all of those things. But you got guaranteed money, less events, less travel, I guess, and, you know, so you don't get to play in the Ryder Cup, and maybe you don't get to play in majors. Or you're never going to have a PGA Tour win again. Okay. If you're fine with it, I'm okay with it. I don't care. I'll watch whatever's in front of me. And I have. I watched the college championships on Golf Channel the other night. I watched the women college championship the other night. I'll watch. I just don't know how many people are going to go, hey, how do I get this YouTube thing on my TV here? Yes, Todd.
What if the USFL or XFL had the money to pay for, like, Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes and give him, like, $500-600 million as far as talking about legacy and assuming that league would exist for a number of years? Like, what do you do if you're one of those guys?
Well, first of all, the money is too good in the NFL to get these marquee guys. I mean, they're making $30 million. Aaron
and
Donald.
It's an 8-game season or something. You're playing less games. They're giving you a lot more. You have to play a lot less. If you're Justin Herbert and they want to give you $400 million right now to play quarterback for the XFL.
I don't have no idea. No idea. It's individual. I don't think it's a blanket, well, I would do that or I wouldn't do that. I mean, we're in business with a lot of shady people in a lot of shady countries. It's not like the Saudis are the only people. Like, look at China and the NBA. Shh, don't say anything about that. I mean, there's billions of dollars there. So I'm not naive with this. I understand it. Just tell me that this is why you're going to go play. Hey, this is better for my family. Okay. Hey, I'm not concerned about PGA Tour wins. Okay. Hey, I can't turn down this kind of money. Okay. That's fine. You don't even have to tell me that. Just don't come up with an excuse that sounds lame. Blake in New Orleans. Hey, Blake, good morning. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Dan. I guess I'm a 38-year-old who is an old soul and watches golf just like you every weekend. But I've been trying to think my way through what the LIV Tour is getting out of it. It seems like a lot of squeeze with not much juice right now. But the only thing that I can think of is maybe this is a longer-term play than people are giving them credit for. And you look at the top of the FedEx Cup right now, Scheffler, Burns, Cantlay, Thomas, four of the top five, all had great college careers. So maybe right now the LIV Tour is basically giving out a bunch of, John Wall contracts to Poulter and to Bubba Watson and all these kind of older guys. But the longer-term play would be to start going to the college ranks, getting the top players every year, and then kind of slowly, has these guys, older guys, filter out. You have this young crop of guys, and you're really kind of just...
Oh, I agree with you, Blake. This has to be a long play. This has to be... They have to have a five-year window. They have to have a 10-year window. Like, where are you going with this? Is this just about smoothing over the rough edges of what people think of the Saudis? Because now they're getting involved in sports a lot more. Money is not an issue. They could buy whoever they want to buy, or at least they've tried to. They tried to buy Jack. They tried to buy Tiger. They bought Phil. They bought Dustin Johnson. Maybe players down the road will go, this seems like it'd be a lot of fun. My schedule is going to be this. I'm going to make this. I'm guaranteed that. But I also want to know who's going to be watching and what is the bigger play. Is a network going to go into business with the LIV Tour? Because I don't think ESPN, Golf Channel, Fox would be the outlier. CBS isn't. NBC isn't. Now, you might go, how do we turn down that money? Then it'll be up to a network executive to say, we're going to turn down $100 million. They normally don't do that, by the way. Casey in Alabama. Hey, Case, what's on your mind today?
Hey, what's going on, guys? That you just pretty much hit my question right there on the head. I was thinking that they need to put this big money, $500 million, into getting a primetime TV deal and making the game a lot more fun. That way we get more, young eyes on the game and then get some of these young players to go ahead and have more incentive over there instead of just cash to go play. What's your thoughts?
Thank you, Case. Yeah, if you can do it, but who is going to bring eyeballs to a TV set? How many times have you gone, I've got to watch that player? Out of all the players who are playing now, we love watching Rory. John Rahm is interesting. Justin Thomas is interesting. Jordan Spieth. But I don't know who you go, is he playing in it? No, he's not. I'm not going to watch. Or he's going to play in it. I'm going to watch now. I don't know. I mean, there's nobody that I go, oh, he's playing, I'm going to watch. But if I tune in and all of a sudden I look at the leaderboard and I go, okay, Cam Smith is playing. I love watching Cam Smith play because I grew up with a mullet like that. But I don't know if people – Phil brought out eyeballs. Tiger did. Ernie Els we thought was going to – I mean, you can go down the list in the last 40 years. How many people – Tom Watson didn't necessarily bring eyeballs to the TV set. He's a great golfer. Nothing charismatic about him. And that's what it takes. It's like, oh, my God. Bubba, I'll watch. I'm fascinated by Bubba. But I don't know if you're going to get tension. Golf is about tension. Like, this is important. This is a big shot. And I think that's what's interesting. You're not going to have that. This feels like a made-for-TV event that's not on TV. Play of the day up next. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcast. You find it.
Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
They're gonna play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Helm back from the car, lets it go, tipped on, rebound, score! It's Arturi Lehkonen! And you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here because this party is over!
Four goals in the third period. Lehkonen scored an overtime goal to send his team to the Stanley Cup final. Last year, he scored an overtime of game six, sending Montreal to the Stanley Cup final. That's courtesy of Altitude Radio Network. That is your play of the day. Protecting against floods is one of the reasons more than 4 million people trust their home protection to SimpliSafe. With SimpliSafe, you always have someone looking out for you. To claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off, go to SimpliSafeDan.com. More phone calls. By the way, no NBA tonight. You have hockey tonight with the Rangers and the Lightning. Game 3 tomorrow, Boston is listed right now, according to DraftKings, 3.5-point favorite. More phone calls on this topic, the LIV Tour. Nate in California. Hi, Nate. What's on your mind today?
Dan, what's up, Dan? 6-3-2-0-2.5. That LIV Tour, you know, when it first came out, I was listening to a lot of podcasts about it, and I didn't like the whole idea about this amount of money that these players are getting. And in the next 5 years, what is going to happen? Is the PGA Tour going to be the PGA Tour? Is the LIV still going to be around? I have a lot of questions about this stuff. How do you feel about it?
All right. Well, thank you, Nate. Got some background noise there. Not sure what Nate was up to. Thank you, Seton. I don't know if the PGA Tour embraces the LIV Tour and that they can, no pun intended, live together. But it feels like it's either that or you're going to ban the players. I don't know what if there's a middle ground here. What happens to the Ryder Cup? What happens to players playing in the majors? I think you're going to get the tour's attention if you get a younger player, somebody in their mid to late 20s. If Justin Thomas would decide to do this, or Rory would decide to do this, Jordan Spieth, then I think the PGA Tour may have to reassess. We've reached out to the PGA Tour since the initial announcement on this, since the Phil comment. Nobody willing to come on. Commissioner, nobody wants to talk about this. The only thing we got was there was a statement that said they could face disciplinary action. I went, okay, that's great. They could. Well, so could I. But feels like PGA Tour is, I don't know if they got knocked down or got stunned a little bit here. Like you go to a neutral corner and then you go, okay, wow, I got to shake that off. Now what do we do? Because what happens in 5 years? What happens in 10 years? Is this, once you know, a lot of times what happens, you run out of money. You know, the USFL, in my opinion, having been there, covered that, even went to the trial where they sued the NFL, they were doing all the right things. They just got ahead of their schedule, and they got greedy. Well, money is not an issue as long as they can hold events around the world. And if you get a couple of guys who are willing to defect over to it, maybe you build up some kind of interest there. Doug in North Carolina. Hi, Doug. Welcome back. What do you have for me?
Dan, golf is my favorite sport of all time. And the thing that people aren't talking about this, you mentioned the majors. The Masters and the U.S. Open will be fine. So will the British Open, because those are all run by separate entities. But I don't know what they're going to do with the PGA Championship, which was always kind of the stepchild of the majors. They're moving it all over the calendar. It was in August. Now it's in May. And that's the one that's the PGA's event. The other thing that I'm worried about is the Players' Championship, which has become kind of that fifth major, mm-hmm. which is run by the PGA. Those are the two events. No one cares about the Colonial. If you're not allowed to play in the Colonial, you have to be a real golf fan to watch the Colonial or the Byron Nelson. But it's the TPC and the player. I think the PGA Championship is on life support as it is. And that's the one impact that this, I think, LIV Tour could actually kill off.
All right. Well, thank you, Doug. Chad in Iowa. Hi, Chad. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. I was just wondering, what would it take to get like a Jim Nantz, Tony Romo crew to commentate the LIV Tour? Because without the proper commentating crew, who's going to watch the tour?
Well, if Jim Nantz was broadcasting the LIV Tour, as much as I love Jim, that doesn't factor in. Like, and Jim is entrenched on the PGA Tour. That would never happen. I know Gary McCord was somebody the LIV Tour reached out to. I don't know who's broadcasting. Yeah, do you have it, Paulie?
Yeah, the LIV Tour really just I think yesterday announced they signed announcer Arlo White. Now, he may not be a household name, but he's very popular with the soccer crowd. He had a great job calling Premier League games and was very, very popular. He joined the LIV Tour. I'm guessing he got a big raise out of it.
Yeah. But I'm not tuning in to hear Arlo. If he's doing soccer, then I would. Or he would compliment what I'm watching. But I don't know if it matters who's broadcasting it. Mick in Pennsylvania. Hi, Mick. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Dan and company. Also, I just want to say a pleasure to join the show. It's a pleasure, a privilege, and an honor. Now, here's the thing. Maybe we're not looking at the very big picture, and you mentioned it, with all of the tour events going to be in different places, different parts of the world. Maybe they need to take a play out of the NFL book and even the Dan Patrick book and be on YouTube and any internet service. Maybe it's not the TV deal. Maybe it's a world deal that's going to draw everybody to this tour.
Well, they're going to be on YouTube. Thank you, Mick. But this is initially. I guess they're trying to find a TV partner. I would hope they were trying to, but I don't know who's going to sign up. You don't want to upset the PGA Tour. If you're ESPN, I don't think you can go, is it okay if we show some live tour events? I'll hang up and listen. Yes, Seton.
What about like the Amazons of the world who are just starting to dip their toes in live sport?
Good. Yeah. I mean, money's not an issue for them, so they may, you know.
It'd be pretty crazy, though, if Amazon teamed up with the Saudis. And we're like, let's pool our money, fellas. Yeah. See what we can do.
All right, more phone calls on this coming up. And we'll hear from the Lakers' new head coach, Darvin Ham. He has some nice things to say. He's giving Russell Westbrook his flowers here. Well, he is now. And also, what's it going to mean for other defensive players? Aaron Donald's contract. What's it going to mean for Nick Bosa? Is he going to get more than Aaron Donald? Have that topic for you coming up. Also, is it a good deal? Rams are all in. Can we get another Super Bowl out of this? Sort of like Seattle, when Seattle went to back-to-back Super Bowls. 1 hour in the books, two more to go.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season, on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.